All right, everybody, get happy. It's Friday. Welcome, welcome to the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. Dave here on this September 21st with all the good stuff from this morning just for you. It's fall starting tomorrow, and we talked about fall in Philadelphia. We're having a Springsteen weekend. We played some clips from the boss man himself and complained when John blasted us with a big old block of Bruce music. Gucci just unveiled a rather interesting swimsuit, and we had two big stars in studio today, one from the sports world, one from the comedy world. Spreadmaster Maze, of course, in here giving us his predictions for week three in the NFL. And Robert Kelly returned and had some rather hilarious stories about being the father of a five-year-old boy. So there you go. That's what you can expect in this here daily podcast. Let's do it. Until Monday, have a great weekend and enjoy the daily podcast.
It'll be very fall-like on Sunday for the first full day of fall. We'll have some morning showers. It'll be a cloudy day. Temperature getting up to only 68 degrees. Of course, fall starts tomorrow night at 9:54 p.m. All right. Do you know, now are you a fall person or a autumn person?
John, I have my own bonfire pit.
Oh, that's true.
That I built from scratch, from earth.
From earth.
But what do you
you prefer calling fall or autumn?
Yeah, I'm a fall guy.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anybody uses autumn.
No.
Other than things like the autumn leaves.
The autumn wind.
The autumn wind.
John Facenda's voice.
Right, you know.
I like saying autumnal.
Autumnal.
Like an adjective,
fun.
Yeah.
Autumnal equinox. Right. Do you know why this actually happens? Here's some. I'll be Mr. Science for a moment.
Oh, go for it.
All right. Because the Earth is tilted on an axis, right, we get seasonal changes.
Sure.
If it was straight, we'd have the same weather in the same places all the time.
Like San Diego.
Yeah, exactly.
They're straight.
They're straight.
Yeah, they're the only
they're
one.
They're straight. But there is one thing that happens whenever fall comes along, is people call the radio station and say, would you please play Fall in Philadelphia by Hall & Oates?
Yes.
It has nothing to do with fall. As a matter of fact, right, it's the complete opposite. And the last time John Oates was on, I brought this up. There's something that happens every autumn here in Philadelphia. We get requests, you know, first day of fall comes around, everybody wants to hear Fall in Philadelphia. And I try to explain to them, this song isn't about autumn.
now, true.
And it has something to do with a ceiling in an apartment, doesn't it?
Well, it had to do with me getting beat up on the street in the middle of the night and had to do with Daryl's bike getting stolen. It was just one of those, you know, you got to remember, the early, you know, 1970 in downtown Philly, it wasn't the same as 2017 in downtown Philly. You know, it was a whole different world. You know, it was really about capturing that kind of feel of what was happening down there. We lived in a little tiny place and had a bunch of hippies living in their neighborhood. And, you know, it was rough, but it was cool, too. I wouldn't trade it for the world.
But wasn't there something about an apartment that you guys were living in and one day the ceiling fell in?
Well, that, too.
Hence the fall in Philadelphia.
Yeah, it was pretty rough, man.
John DeBella.
Here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence.
102.9 MGK.
Yesterday, I appeared on a Pierre Robert show on MMR because it's MMR's 50th anniversary, and they asked me to come up and talk to Pierre for a while. And they were shooting a video, and one of the things was Mark the Shark from Foreigner. Mick Jones from Foreigner. And it has been so long since I've seen him without white hair. And it was like, it was just him, blonde hair, pushed back. And I'm looking at the picture going, wow, I forgot that's what he looked like. 67 degrees outside right now. Mostly cloudy, humid. The high temperature, about 79 degrees. Sunday is Bruce Springsteen's birthday. It's going to be a Bruce Springsteen party weekend, all weekend long. And we don't want to be left out of the party. So I'm thinking we should do a birthday block right about here because we're busy for the rest of the show.
I'll go through and choose random songs.
Just choose random songs.
Yeah, that's what I'll do. That's what I do here.
I was thinking more along the lines of, okay, we could get at least three songs in between now and Breakfast at the Beatles, maybe four. Okay. So if we can get, whatever it is we can get in, what do you want to hear? Text it on into us. MGK, MGK. Tell us the Bruce songs you want to hear. Don't pick the longer ones. We'd like to play more than less. You know, so, you know, take the Rosalitas out and the Thunder Roads, right? You know, and go for some real snappy little tunes. The snappy ones. That's what I like. Send the snappy ones.
Snappy.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Must be tough spanking your monkey.
Honey, you got real ugly.
102.9 MGK.
It's going to be a Bruce Springsteen birthday weekend, and throughout the weekend, we're going to be probably in stuff for you, boatloads of Bruce, but we want to make sure we got our 2 cents in on it. And on the 40th anniversary of the release of Born to Run, we were talking to little Steven, and he told us a story about, well, Bruce turning to him and asking him what he thought of 10th Avenue Freeze Out.
He says, what do you think, you know? And I said, this sucks, you know? and I get the daggers from the other guys, you know, who just want to kill me already, you know. And he's like, "What do you mean?" I said, "It sucks, Jim. You know, what do you want? You want me to lie to you? You know, it sucks." He says, "All right, then go in, you know, Mr. Smarty Pants, and go in and fix it." So, all right. So I said, "Okay." So I went in. I didn't know they were the most famous session guys on the planet, you know. So I tell them what the, you know, I tell them what the, so I start singing them the parts.
So you're standing in front of them going ba ba ba.
Yeah. Well, okay. Yeah, they had that riff, but you know, okay, now the baritone sax, you go, you know, and you guys go, you know, and they had to tolerate me, you know, and that's the parts that are on the record.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
It's going to be a Bruce Springsteen weekend, and we wanted to put in our 2 cents. And every one of those songs was a request from a listener who had texted in for one of them. And, of course, most importantly, she's the one on there. And look, Steve, you got to understand, right? You have to crank
it's up. It's not just me. It's Dave as well. Uh-huh.
It was too loud for you?
I love Bruce, and you know that. Dave and I have two 20-inch monitor JBL speakers above, like, 5 inches from our ears.
Mm-hmm. They're
You've
so
been
big,
doing
we
this
dive,
for 40-some years, right. So your hearing's already shot. We've
joked about your
headphones are actually speakers in themselves. So when you turn it up to about 2 o'clock and then walk out of the studio like you want to hear it in the bathroom, of course we're going to say something.
Right, John drops a grenade, then leaves.
I don't need to think I'm in the pit at a Springsteen concert.
Yes, you do.
While I'm working.
You know what they say? If it's too loud, you're too old.
Well,
and you're too young to
you know
be
what?
Too old.
I'm 31 now. It was too loud.
Cry, baby.
I put my headphones on and unplugged them, and I can still hear it plain and clear.
That's the way it should be. 67 degrees outside. Mostly cloudy today. Humid as well. Temperature getting up to about 79 degrees. Coming up at 7:40 this morning, not only will the Spreadmaster, Harry Mays, be here, but for his sports quiz question today, and he doesn't even know he's doing one. We got a pair of Neil Young tickets. Neil Young is going to be at the Tower Theater on October 1st. There are still a lot of people thought the show sold out, but it's not sold out at all. There are still tickets available through neilyoungarchives.com. You use the password Neil Young Archives as well. And if you don't remember that, could just put Neil in at WMGK.com, and it'll give you all the information. Breakfast at the Beatles this morning is being brought to you by Benari Jewelers in Exton and Newtown Square. Speaking of listener requests, you know, each and every Wednesday when we do Long Song Wednesday, we say that we open up the text board and say, look, you know, of course, on the wheel, there are the listener picks, right? What is your pick? And we'll grab one. And as a matter of fact, this past Wednesday, it was a listener pick that made it on the air, Shine On You Crazy Diamond.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So there's this one guy who each and every week sends a text in that says he wants to hear I Want You, She's So Heavy for Long Song Wednesday. And I always text him back, no, we play that regularly in Breakfast of the Beatles. No, we don't play it every week, but, you know, but we play it on a regular basis, like, you know, all of the Beatles music. And every week without fail, I ask listeners for, you know, that song, you know, what song do you want to hear? And every week without fail, he sends in, I Want You, She's So Heavy. And every week without fail, I send it back, no, we play that regularly in Breakfast of the Beatles. So for that guy this morning, here you go.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Hey, baby, why don't you rip off that funny uniform and start shaking your moneymaker?
102.9 MGK.
You know, Cindy, normally I would have the fashion music ready for you for a story like this, but there isn't much to see. All right, if we put this up online, there's it just looks like a tank bathing suit.
Okay.
This has to do with Gucci has come out with a tank bathing suit. It's a beige suit that has the iconic Gucci logo on it, you know, with the red and the green and making it look like it's an Italian flag.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a tank suit. It costs $380, which, once it says Gucci, that's not surprising.
I guess.
Here's what is surprising. You can't wear it in water.
What happens?
Let me correct that. You can't wear it in chlorinated water. If you go into a chlorine pool, basically it falls apart.
Wow!
Wow!
Why?
So, I'm buying it for my wife now.
Hey, I'm sorry, David. My pool's salt water.
I know. I was just gonna bring that up.
You bastard.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It's like squishing a spider under a book.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's going to be really gross, but I have to look and make sure that it's really dead.
102.9 MGK.
Joining us now, ladies and gentlemen.
He puts the maze in amazing.
Wow!
He puts the bro in broadcaster.
Yes.
His NFL crystal ball is filled with vodka.
Priority number one.
He dominates lines like DeBella's nose in the 80s.
Woo!
Harry Mays is Spread Master Mays.
You like that nose joke too much.
Oh, I that gets me every time.
Harry Mays from our sister station, The Fanatic, is here this morning. And wait, maybe we should just relive it one more time.
On second down and 12, Darnold airs it out. Downfield pass is picked by Mitchell. Browns are going to win.
There you go.
How about that?
Something else.
Wow.
We were saying earlier this morning, there's no way Philadelphians would have waited 3 weeks to break into that free beer.
Oh, no way. That Bud Light would have been gone.
It would have been gone last week after the Tampa game.
635 days between wins, John.
Insane. Yeah. And how many quarterbacks?
Yeah. And how many coaches?
Right.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, oh, geez. God. All right. Yeah. Well, let's start off with your game of the week. Green Bay against the Redskins. The Packers are favored by 3.
Yeah, in Washington. This line looks a little short to me. I think the public is going to line up with Aaron Rodgers, but this Green Bay defense is not good. Alex Smith is going to be able to get the ball down the field. Kirk Cousins threw for 425 last week and 4 touchdowns, and a lot of that in fourth quarter in that game that ended in a tie. The Skins defensive front is really stout. It's never easy going against Aaron, but I am. I'm taking the Skins plus
the
3.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Well, things are questionable with Aaron after he came out of the locker room speaking with a southern accent.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not near 100% with that knee. No.
Your lock of the week, the Cowboys at the Seahawks. Seattle favored only by 2 points.
Yes, the Cowboys beat me last week, but they don't have enough explosive players to go on the road and win, in my view, in a very tough environment. This is going to be Seattle's home opener. That place is going to be crazy. They get Bobby Wagner back on defense. He's the key to their defense. Mm-hmm. And their defense looked actually pretty good to me last week against Chicago. So they'll get a big boost there. The Cowboys O-line is going to have trouble on the road in a very loud building. And the Seattle O-line, which is not very good, but they play much better at home. Russell Wilson gives an aggressive defense fits. I take Seattle, and I lay the 2.
Okay. All right. And then, of course, the Eagles at Indianapolis. The Eagles are a 7-point favorite. All right, Steve, I did not know that early in the week. I had questions about about Carson's rustiness,
right,
and rain, right?
Yeah. You know,
because whenever rain starts to happen during a football game, as far as I'm concerned, all bets are off, because
mm-hmm.
I have no idea what the hell is going to happen.
Right.
So what are you thinking here?
Well, the ginger messiah returns, John. I mean, that's what this is all about. Now, he may be down a few running backs. Ajayi and Sproles don't look like they're going to play. Corey Clement might be a big fantasy play for people this week. Alshon Jeffrey is also a question mark for the game. But I expect and I demand a big bounce back from Jim Schwartz and that Eagles defense that got shredded last week. For big plays all over the place. This is going to be a fired up home crowd for the return of Carson. Ty Hilton is really the only big play threat for Indianapolis. I think the Birds D needs to get to Andrew Luck, and they will. He gets sacked. He holds onto the ball a long time. He'll throw it to the other team. I'm taking the Birds. I don't like laying a touchdown. I'd buy this down to 6.5.
Okay. Mm. All right. So, game of the week, you are going with the Redskins. It's the Redskins package. Packers are favored by 3, and you're taking the Redskins. The lock of the week, Cowboys and Seahawks. Seattle is favored by 2, and you're taking Seattle. And with the Eagles, well, you're working your way down down to 6.5, you said?
Yeah, try to get that.
Okay.
Good luck at home here.
All right. Yeah. Eagles, Indianapolis, and you're taking the Eagles. Now, let us get to the sports quiz question this morning. This will get someone tickets to see Neil Young, a big football fan. Huge. Oh, man, just loves it. Never stops talking about football. He's doing a solo show at the Tower Theater. There's two nights of tickets. We have tickets for October 1st. Tickets are available through neilyoungarchives.com. And the password you need is Neil Young Archives. What do you got, Harry?
All right. Name the two players in Sunday's Eagles-Colts game that played together at Stanford University from 2009 to 2011.
Okay, once again?
All right, name the two players in Sunday's Eagles-Colts game that played together at Stanford University from 2009 to 2011.
Okay, and today you're broadcasting live from the Sixers?
Sixers facility, yes.
Great timing.
I know. Carson's returned, and I'm talking to Joel Embiid.
Birds. The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
This gentleman will be at Punchline Philadelphia tonight and tomorrow night for two shows each night at 7:30 and 9:45, and tickets are available through punchlinephilly.com or 215-606-6555. Ladies and gentlemen, he is back. Robert Kelly is in the room. Hello, sir.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. Now, can I call you Bobby?
Oh, of course.
Okay. All right.
You call me whatever you want.
Because if I recall correctly, you wanted to be Bobby Kelly, but there was another Bobby Kelly who got in your way?
Yeah, there's a Bobby. When the internet first got big, and it makes me sick that I was around for that. Like, I remember tape, getting a cassette tape of Joan Jett. And now, when it first got big, if you Googled or whatever you did back then, if you Bobby Kelly, some wood carver, poet, / spoken word comedian in New Hampshire would show up. So I went with Robert Kelly, which, you know, in a few years wound up being bad, too, because of R. Kelly.
Okay.
So, you know how many disappointed limo drivers there are in Vegas just holding an R. Kelly sign, thinking I'm going to get a nice fat tip. Maybe a bunch of hot chicks in the back of the limo, and just dumpy Bob Kelly shows up from Boston with a $5 tip. Here you go, buddy. Oh, it's awful. You can see their facial expressions as I walk up to them. That's me. They're like, no, it isn't. I'm like, it's me. Let's go. He's not coming.
So how's life? What's going on?
Life is great. Having a five-year-old is the best. I love it. I love my son. It's the best thing in the world one day, and then the worst thing in the world the exact next day, or sometimes the exact next hour. I was in New Hampshire with my kid last week on a lake, just me and him, swimming. It was like one of the three greatest things I've ever done in my life, just with my kid. And then we go for ice cream, and he lets one loose out of the back of his shorts in front of 90 people eating ice cream.
I was going to ask you about this. I was actually going to say, how's the little fart king? Right?
Because I'm not talking that.
Oh, no. Yeah.
My wife had to use her Starbucks cup.
See, I understood that.
Yeah. Yeah. My wife had to literally bend down and just, you know, she had a hot Starbucks she was in love with. She had, because everybody's eating ice cream. They're all sitting. We couldn't go back to the ice cream place for the week because my son ruined it for everybody. We're banned.
Because the last time you were here, you told us about a wedding he was at, and in a moment of silence was, you know. And he just lets one rip.
Oh, we're still getting stuff for that. Yeah. It was one of the hottest. I mean, it was on a pond in Sandwich, New Hampshire. The sky was beautiful. It was ripple clouds. You couldn't, I mean, it was all young people in the wet. They were gorgeous. Everybody was pretty. And my son let one rip like a trombone player doing a solo. It was. Farts let you know who people are. Do you understand? The laughter that came after that in the middle of the vows, literally, they've been with my uncle has been who I love, but I was so glad that this happened because he's the rich uncle.
Right.
Oh, my kid ruined his. It makes me so happy. But the laughter that happened, just, you know, you're at a funeral and somebody says something funny about the dead person, you start cracking up and you're not supposed to, everybody's crying, but you're laughing. You have to make those into tears. But people get mad too. The people who get mad are terrible people. If someone farts in a place you're not supposed to fart, and someone, you get mad, you're a crap person. You really are. Don't ever come to my shows. I want only people that laugh at. If you have a fart gun, you ever see the little fart guns?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That should make you crack up every single time. Every time you hear, get the fart app. If you don't laugh at the wet mosquito, I don't ever want to talk to you. I want nothing to do with you. The wet mosquito should make God laugh.
What does the wet mosquito sound like?
It sounds like this. It's somebody trying to hold something back, but for too long, and so, it's hot out that day.
So, with the exception of his bowel problems, how is life with a 5-year-old?
Oh God, it's here's the thing. I've never had a dad. Any father son event I ever had to go to, I didn't bring anybody. Or like I remember, I had to bring Mr. DiPersio to the potluck supper in sixth grade. I was sitting there with my teacher as my dad, and it was great for him to do that. But I remember the kids were looking at me like, that's not your dad. You know what I mean? But my kid finally had the bring the dad to school day. Mm-hmm. I got up. I've been waiting 47 years for this.
Okay.
You understand that? I was a piece of crap my whole life. Juvie, all this stuff. Making out sober. Just misogynistic 20-year-old hunk of God. I'm in love. I'm finally here. I'm a man. I love my wife. I'm a good guy. And I'm with my son, and I get there, and he loses his mind. He doesn't want to hold my hand. He gets sulky. He starts acting up. I'm in a line of people. You really can't hit him anymore. Like, I'm not saying you should hit a kid, but you should be able to shake him like an Etch-A-Sets and just redo the board. You know what I mean? Just, let's make a house again, you know? The picture, I wish I had it. It's just him mad and me just trying to smile.
Oh, God, that must have been crushing.
I got home. I was like, he ruined it. I'm screaming at my wife. She starts talking. I go, just let me talk. I don't want you to talk to me. Just let me get it out. And plus, I blame my therapist, too. He takes August off. What a hunk of garbage. I don't know what this is. All therapists take the month of August off. Okay. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, that's a thing. How about if August, we were right there, and I was about to take a turn for the better and figure it all out. But no, he takes the month off. Everything tumbles out of control. The wheels fall off my car. And by September, I need him for another 8, 9, 10 months.
It seems like there's a plan here.
Yeah, he should. I'm going to sue him. I'm going to sue him. I was almost there. If it's this July, I wouldn't be yelling right now. We'd be laughing. We'd have a fun time. But now, because of him, I'm screaming. Oh, God. Yeah, it's all right. But I love my son. He's the best.
Do you have a picture of him? I want to see.
I do. You want to see a picture of him?
Yeah.
This is us hiking the other day. You ready? I took him hiking, and we're in the middle of the woods, and I was like, "Hey, take a picture for Dad." This is where that's me naked. You don't want that.
I do not want to see that.
You always got a full view.
Yeah,
of that.
I'm standing right next to him. So.
It wasn't sexual. I had to send it to my doctor.
Really?
No.
Well, it wasn't sexual for you.
Now everything's weird. What the heck?
While he's looking for his picture, let me tell you, Robert Kelly will be appearing tonight and tomorrow night for two shows each night, 7:30 and 9:45 at Punchline Philly. You get tickets through punchlinephilly.com or 215-606-6555. Oh, look at that. Oh, man. You know what? That's attitude. That's great.
Oh yeah,
that is great.
Yeah, but that's the scary part. Is one day he got sad at something one day. Mm-hmm. And his mom wouldn't let him have something.
Right.
And I was like, okay. And I just being in the show business that I am, I kind of was like, wait a minute. I said, hey Max, come here for a second. I said, show me sad face. And he did the sad face.
Uh-huh.
I go, show me angry. And he showed me this angry face.
Right.
I said, show me happy. And he smiled. I go, you little son of a gun. you little lion sack of, I know you. And I grabbed him by the back of the head very gentle, and I pulled him in, and I whispered in his hand, I go, I got your number, kid. I got you. And if you want me to tell your mom, I'll keep it quiet, but you better listen. You understand me, or I'll rat you out.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Loud noises!
102.9 MGK.